this text and they sent a photo. My significant other throws her contacts at the end of the day between the headboard and the mattress.
Oh,
what
so
time did
gross.
That text come in? I gotta find that so I can.
I'm not sure now. But that is gross. And what I'm showing them, if you're watching on the webcams, you can really see it. If you're not, it's a bunch of dried contacts stuck to the baseboard.
Oh.
Yeah. Get a new rug, too. It looks gross.
It's under the bed.
Yeah, look at it, though.
Does anyone else have a significant other who puts the broken eggshells back in the plastic egg container with the unused eggs, like this?
That's so screwed up.
Oh, I do that, but just so I can then transport them to the garbage can where I take them out and throw them in the garbage.
Oh. Well,
but
this
you,
is closed.
You put them in the still being used container?
Yeah.
Why don't you just shell eggs near the garbage can?
Because my stove is not next to my garbage
but
can.
But you're getting all the, you're leaving like all the salmonella residue all in there. That doesn't matter, man.
They're going to be cooked. But I'm not putting, I'm not taking a still uncracked egg and then putting it on top of it. Like they're separate. They each have their own little, own little cubby.
I mean, they do, but it's just pretty lazy, man.
Yeah, Steve, why don't you carry your stove over to the trash can? Yeah. Least practical, least reasonable way possible. Man. My girlfriend refuses, this from the 479, my girlfriend refuses to close bags of food. Not just does it poorly, just won't do it.
Chips, crazy.
Crackers, bags of coffee, anything else that will perish if not stored appropriately. Like the extra 2 seconds it takes to close it is too much. I'm so tired of my pork rinds being soft and feeling wet when I bite into them.
Oh, gross. Okay, well, first you're made for each other because she's lazy and you're gross.
I hate that.
Yeah, the fact that
I
pork
do too.
Rinds.
Yeah, that's disgusting. But also, yes, leaving bags open, that's childish. That's what 10-year-olds do.
Boy, do they.
Where they open a bag and then they leave it on the counter or they shove it. You go, put that away. And they go, okay, Dad. And then you open the cupboard later and you go, God dang it, man.
Don't like that. My husband will save like little at the end of bags. And I guess the kids are guilty of it, too. If I get towards the end of a chip bag and it's all crumbs and they're not the kind of crumbs I'm going to tip back and put in my mouth.
Right.
Then throw it away. They won't do that. Like they'll
put
just
the crumbs back.
Yeah, and then there's like five bags of crumbs. Like now they're closed because that would make me even angrier if they weren't closed. But I'll open it up. I'm like, are we saving these for something?
Right. Are we making some sort of chicken dish?
Yeah,
that
like
I'm,
this,
you know,
it's just kind of pointless.
Some Midwest dish.
You know what? That's exactly what I'm talking
with
about.
Crushed potato chips on top of it. What kind of casserole is that?
There was something that my mom used to make that had crushed. I don't know what it was.
Oh, everything.
Oh, my mom made. It was tuna noodle casserole that you.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and you'd take potato chips and crush them up, and that was like the
there's a
layer.
Restaurant near me that has potato chip crusted
really?
Fish and chips. Yeah.
Oh, that's delicious.
Yeah, it's quite good.
Amazing.
And the only reason
is that Long John Silver's?
No, it's an actual place that you sit down and pay money. But the one reason that I won't sometimes throw away, like if I have like the crumbs toward the end that I know I'm not going to eat, the only reason I won't throw them away sometimes is because it's a cabinet placeholder. So nothing else gets put in the way. So when I buy buy the new bag,
you can rotate them in and out.
I do the same thing in my own. And now it helps because I live primarily alone, other than when my kids are there occasionally.
What happens if you don't have a placeholder? Does a rabbit move in there? You're like, oh my gosh, my muffler's in there.
No, then when the kids put stuff away, they'll put it in the wrong place, and now I got to rearrange the whole cabinet again.
My
cabinet is. I mean, I can be like kind of messy and uncoordinated and with piles everywhere, but my cabinet is awesome and my fridge is awesome.
Same.
And
hear that, ladies?
It's got to be organized.
Yeah.
Snacks
well,
go in a certain
it is.
Place.
It's really, I do my cabinet the same way I do my fridge, the same way I do like load a dishwasher. Like they have a place. Things go in a certain order and it is order.
And
so like in my refrigerator, I do the same thing. I've got a salad spinner, so I'll buy a head of lettuce. And so I leave the spinner in all the time because even if I don't have lettuce in it, because if I don't, that space will get taken up. And then when I make lettuce, I go, God dang it. Then I got to rearrange the whole refrigerator again.
This is strange. Do you leave groceries in your trunk so that there's something in there before you get groceries
No.
and you don't fill it with Christmas wrap?
No, because I don't do that to my trunk. My trunk's always
He has much more respect for his car than that.
It kind of blows my mind, though, that because you said, like you said, you make piles. And I know I'm in a glass house. I don't mean to. I'm not saying you do anything I don't, because I'm not that efficiently clean. But the fact that you're like, yeah, I'll just keep all of my stuff on the floor behind me and here.
Sometimes.
But at home, you're like, well, we got to have things in the right place. And it's not like it's just home or work.
This is countertop pile. That's behind me on the floor. That's countertop pile because I don't have enough space to countertop pile here.
Is there anything behind you that's a placeholder that you're like, I'll just leave this old oatmeal here in case I get new oatmeal?
No, I just don't have a place for that stuff here. We need like a little cabinet here.
Or like
and then
when
I would
we had an office out there.
Yeah, then I would plan. Then I would
nobody
do
will
it.
Eat anything. There's nobody that works here. You don't have to worry about anyone stealing.
Are you kidding? It only takes one here.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'm looking your way, Big Joe.
Well, he was just watching the play, and then boom, back of the head, something in Latin, and the guy ran out this door.
That's right. Well, I got to blame somebody for something.
It's always that guy.
I know. It's because I like him. If I didn't like him, I would never say that.
Somebody else right now is going, he's never blamed me for anything. He hates me.
It is weird how I get territorial over my snacks territory. Like, they need to be, like, my salsa
what
jars.
What do you mean?
Like, yeah. if you get salsa and we've eaten the salsa jar and then we get another one and you don't put it back where the other salsa jar used to be and you have put something in its space, specifically something that doesn't make sense, like mayonnaise, I'll be like, there is a condiment shelf that's got the mayonnaise and the mustard and all the da-da-da-da-das.
Well, I guess your significant other doesn't need to write in and tell us what's irritating about you.
I know. He'll open up his fridge and he'll be like, oh, the fridge looks nice. I'm like, I know. I had to wipe it down and reorganize the whole thing because, you know, the mayonnaise was on a shelf. It drives me crazy. But
I'm with you, though. You know, I mean, it's like, where did you take it out from? Put it back there.
Yeah.
Now it's perfect.
It's like math is mathin', but people don't get the equation.
Like when I don't
refrigerator equation.
When I do my laundry, I don't shove all my socks in my underwear drawer. That'd be what a lunatic would do.
Yeah,
put them in the sock drawer.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
Yeah,
I have a question about chip bags and stuff, and I want to see if I'm the only person who did it. It's not related, but something you said made me think of it.
Okay.
Now this is as an adult. I did it when I was young, when I was at my parents' house and eating their food. But as an adult, I have done this. When I'm the one paying for the food. Let's say you have two bags of chips.
Okay.
And one is on its last legs and the second one is not open. And you get to the point where there's still plenty in there, but the small pieces. Have you ever smashed them into smaller pieces so that you could say to yourself, these are all crumbs. I'm no hobo. And throw that bag away?
No.
And then open the new one like, ha, look how big these things
are. I know. That's pathetic.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think.
Because I could just throw them away.
You could just throw them away, yeah.
But they're still good, so I got to make them not good.
You got to make sure they're pulverized.
I've crushed them down so I can then tip the bag back and I have all
and you
like,
called
little
me
bites
pathetic?
Out. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Okay.
Just dump it into the other bag you. So that way it gets down to the bottom of the other bag.
Oh, no.
And shake it
don't
up.
Do
yeah,
that.
And then just dump it.
You do that enough cycles, eventually
you're
going
to full
oh,
bag.
Oh, man, all I have is crumbs. I have 15 ounces of crumbs.
I guess I better make something Midwestern for a potluck.
The bag is so heavy.